This is Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Orchestras love this time of year. They must, because the calendar is full of their performances. And there are terrific featured soloists all year, in fact. And over the next 7 weeks, there's some really terrific concerts. CAP Radio's Jeff Hudson is here with a preview so you don't miss anything. Hi, Jeff.
Good to see you, Beth.
Happy New Year.
And it is indeed a very busy time on the orchestra front. The calendar at the Mondavi Center kind of says it all, what's going on over there. They've got Pinchas Zukerman coming in as violinist and conductor of the Royal Philharmonic on January the 25th. He'll be playing the Bruch Concerto number one. You know, there is another Bruch Concerto or two, but nobody ever plays them. They always play the first one.
Number one, okay.
Then the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields and Josh Bell are coming to Mondavi on February the 29th. He'll be doing the Paganini Violin Concerto and conducting the Beethoven Fifth Symphony, a piece that nobody's ever heard around here.
Sing it, Jeff.
and then on March the 7th, the San Francisco Symphony is doing the Mahler Symphony number 9. This will be Michael Tilson Thomas's final appearance at Mondavi as conductor and music director of the San Francisco Symphony. And those of us who were there, and I was one of them, in October of 2002 when the San Francisco Symphony played the dedication concert at Mondavi. It was a huge gala, and it was one special occasion, let me tell you. Mm-hmm. And so Michael Tilson Thomas said all kinds of nice things about the acoustic, and we went, wow, it is a nice hall. And so, those are three concerts that a lot of people are going to attend. Let's go with a little bit of a sample of music, and this is from the recording that Tilson Thomas and the San Francisco Symphony made of the Mahler Ninth Symphony in about 2005. As with Mahler symphonies, it's a big, big orchestra. Just very often, Mahler symphonies have about 100 people out there on stage. So it's a big sound in a big room.
There wasn't an easy place to jump in there.
No, I feel sensitive
to classical listeners who are following all the phrasing and the conversation there. By the way, just to repeat that date, it's March 7th.
Correct.
That the San Francisco Symphony will be at the Mondavi. Okay, now to Reno.
Reno. The Reno Philharmonic is going to be hosting 25-year-old violin soloist Esther Yu. This will be on January the 18th and 19th. Esther is a rising star. She was born in the United States of Korean heritage, but she was educated in Belgium and Germany, and she's done a whole lot of competitions and won several of them on that side of the Atlantic. In Reno, she's going to be playing the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto. Esther, incidentally, was picked by Classic FM as one of their top artists under age 30 in 2018, which gives you an idea of her age. And then from 2014 to 2016, she was a BBC Radio 3 New Generation artist. Let's hear a little bit of a recording that Esther did with the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto, working with the Philharmonia Orchestra, and Vladimir Ashkenazy as conductor.
Thank you.
orchestral sound with the Tchaikovsky symphony.
Those concerts, by the way, are this weekend. I just want to make sure everybody realizes Reno Philharmonic
Coming right up.
And Sunday.
Then the Stockton Symphony gets into the game. Jazz immortal Dave Brubeck made his reputation in New York, but you probably know he grew up in the town of Ione in Amador County, excuse me here. And he told me once that he used to drive down to Sacramento to buy new records. And then he graduated from the University of the Pacific in Stockton in 1942. The Dave Brubeck Quartet's most famous album was Time Out, released in 1959. My dad owned a copy. I grew up listening to it. Dave Brubeck's son, Chris Brubeck, who is a fine composer in his own right, has now arranged a Time Out suite in which Chris orchestrates tunes like Take Five and Blue Rondo a la Turk from the Time Out album. This piece is very new, so I can't offer you a sound of exactly what it's going to be like, but the Stockton Symphony will be doing one of the first performances. It's a piece that hasn't been recorded yet, on January the 25th.
All right. That is the Stockton Symphony. And all this information will be at capradio.org/insight. The American Bach soloists are coming back.
The Bach soloists do a series of concerts from January until about May in Davis every year at Davis Community Church. These are not at Mandavi. They're at that church. And the Bach soloists are a wonderful period instrument group. So you're going to see Baroque violins and valveless horns and all that kind of stuff. They will be working on Monday, January the 27th. And I know Monday night is a tough night to go hear a concert, but this is the only opportunity to hear this kind of music by this kind of group in the area that you're going to get. There, we're going to be working with a guest soloist, a vocalist named Arye Nussbaum Cohen. He is a tenor, which is to mean he's singing in the alto range. He's essentially using a falsetto type voice, or a head voice, as the singers sometimes call it. But back in the Baroque days, the music was actually, a lot of this was composed for singers who were known as castrati, and I get uncomfortable talking about this since I'm a guy. Sometimes Italian families, if they had a son that was a really promising vocalist, would have him, the nice word is altered, and so his voice would not change. However, he would grow to full adult stature, so you would have the voice of a boy soprano or a boy alto singing with the vocal power of the lungs of an adult male.
I didn't know where you were going with this story.
There's all kinds of articles that have been written about this, and basically, there's a whole cluster of countertenors who are performing this music. Now, they do it differently, and they haven't been to go in for alterations. So, it's a different sound. It's not exactly like what a castrati would have sounded like, but it's pretty close. And the comparison is sometimes made that the sound is a little bit like Luciano Pavarotti on helium. Oh. It's really, really high up there, but with a big voice as opposed to a falsetto voice.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of the music and get more of a sense of it.
Sample from Antonio Vivaldi's Stabat Mater, which is the first sacred choral piece that he ever composed. If it sounds a little bit like the winter part of the Four Seasons, yeah, it does. it's got that same kind of icicle hanging on a branch type sound to it.
Again, that's Monday, January 27th at 7 o'clock.
Correct.
Right.
Then the Sacramento Philharmonic is going to be doing the local premiere of the recent piece. We mentioned this last year when the Reno Philharmonic did this piece. It's a piece by Chinese-American composer Zhou Tian, who was a Grammy nominee in 19... 19- 2018.
There you go.
And the piece commemorates the 150th anniversary of the completion of the Transcontinental Railroad in 1869. This will be the first Sacramento performance, I believe the first California performance. And if you've been to the train museum in Old Sacramento, which
of
us have,
it's wonderful.
You know that the Chinese workers did the most difficult and most dangerous. Work, and
mm-hmm.
quite a few of them perished. And this is a piece that basically celebrates the work that they did blasting the tunnels and creating a railroad through the very big, steep mountain. And that actually is the Reno Philharmonic, that's from their performance of it in April of last year.
And the Sacramento Philharmonic will perform it on February 1st. You're listening to Jeff Hudson. He has this week's Sound Advice, highlighting some of the terrific orchestra concerts over the next 6-7 weeks in the area. Chamber Music Society of Sacramento.
Just very briefly, the Chamber Music Society of Sacramento is going to be performing February 8th in Davis and February 9th at Sacramento State. They are bringing in Philip Myers on the French horn, and from 1980 through 2017, I'm still hung up on 19s here. It must be the impeachment. That is a really long, long tenure. 27 years as the first horn of a major orchestra. And Myers is friends with Bill Barbini, the violinist the artistic director. So that's a special opportunity to hear these two guys have a reunion musically in a chamber music setting. Then the Modesto Symphony Orchestra is going to be busy on February the 7th and 8th. British conductor David Lockington, who I believe is in his final season in Modesto, he's moving on after about 12 years, will be working with the English pianist Stephen Huff. And he's won 7 gramophone awards for his recordings. Huff is going to be playing the Rachmaninoff Piano Concerto No. 2, which is always bringing in a crowd. People love that piece. Let's hear just a little bit. Oh, no, wait. We don't have the sound of that one.
We're going to move on to the Camellia Symphony.
Okay. The young Davis teenager, Roger Shaw. Who's been a guest on this program before, he was the piano soloist with the San Francisco Youth Symphony in November, playing the Grieg Concerto. He's going to be appearing with the Camellia Symphony Orchestra in Sacramento, playing the Clara Schumann Piano Concerto. And let's hear just a little bit from a commercial recording of that piece by the Bay Area Women's Philharmonic. And that's the Bay Area Women's Philharmonic, conducted by Joanne Folletta with piano soloist Angela Cheng. Clara Schumann, of course, was the wife of Robert Schumann. She was very well known in her lifetime as a piano soloist and played big concerts all over Europe. She was also a composer, but in the 1800s, you kind of had to be a guy in order to be taken seriously as a composer. So these are pieces that really didn't get played too much within her own lifetime.
Hmm. We're going to hear more of that music at the end of the show. So much live music to listen to. We have just a few seconds. Can you mention this brand new play that's at California Stage? It's selling out fast, and people here will really want to take note of it.
It's a play about Dorothea Puente, and if you are a longtime resident, you will remember she was a lady who ran a boarding house in the 1980s and disappeared some of her tenants and cashed their Social Security checks. It was a very notorious case. She always maintained she was innocent. That's a new play by a New York writer of considerable repute as a playwright. The show will be at California Stage over there by R Street from January 24th through February 23rd.
You're just feeling timeless, I think, Jeff. You just can't plot yourself on the calendar.
Well, I'm remembering the impeachment hearings that I watched as a teenage college student back in the 1970s, and it's just getting to my brain, I think.
So you'll be glued to the coverage the next week then?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, Jeff. In between the Senate trial, he's going to go to a few concerts. Hope all of you do, too. And by the way, all this information, right, all the dates, details, ticket links, and everything are on our website. All right. Thank you, Jeff. Jeff Hudson is Cap Radio's arts and theater critic. That's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. And next week, and for perhaps longer, Insight will be preempted during the impeachment trial. We will be recording new conversations. You can find them in our Insight podcast. You can find them online at capradio.org/insight. Meanwhile, thanks to our producers, Helen Barrington, Kyle McKinnon, and Cynthia Lopez. Our digital team is Chris Hagen, Emily Zentner, and Helga Salinas. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Insight's managing editor is Aram Sarkissian. Joe Barr is Cap Radio's chief content officer. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be back when we're back. Take care.